it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Let's try to recap this, because it was a while ago, but Nick called us up, and at the heartbeat of the closure call for him was that he kind of just left town on her. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
He was going out with a girl for a while, kind of took some money from her as well. Nick, how much money was it?
$4,300.
Mm-hmm. $4,300. Never paid it back. And with our closure call, what we do is we give the ex the opportunity to come on and get the closure that they never got. So we got his ex-girlfriend, but she didn't want to talk to him at all. She's like, I don't want anything to do with him. Took all that cash from me. I'm just past it. And
because he wanted her to kind of tee off on him and maybe feel better about it and somehow at that stage exonerate him from, you know, the sort of crimes he committed in their relationship.
It was years ago, and now he's just a different guy. And he's like, you know what I could do to make this right is I could just make the payments to her. I can pay the money that I ripped her off of years ago. So we made that agreement. Like you heard in the clip a couple of minutes ago, we said, look, if you're late on a payment or you miss a payment, here's what we're going to do. Give us a picture of yourself, which he has done. And every time you miss or you're late on a payment, we are just going to use it like it's a jigsaw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be another piece to your picture up online. And we'll start giving your phone number out as well. And he agreed to that.
That's right.
He said yes. Okay.
And at first, did a good job.
Yeah, Jeff, you're in on the logistics more than I am. So the first couple of payments were made on time, correct?
Yep, I have them right here. Hold on. His first payment of $800 was paid on September 29th, which is what he promised. He was originally on the phone. That's a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was going to pay $150 with every paycheck, and he gets paid every other week. So every so $150 every 2 weeks after that. His first payment of $150 arrived on the 13th, no problem. But his payment of $150 that was scheduled on the 27th, which was last Monday, was not there. Tracy waited a day. It still didn't come in. That's when she told you, Bert. We scheduled to come in on the show. But the payment actually didn't arrive until after we got off the air on Thursday. So he made the payment. So he's made all of his payments. The first one was four days late. So the debate that we have amongst ourselves and with Nick on the phone is his agreement was every Monday, because he gets paid on Friday, every other Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So the following Monday, the payment will be here. And Tracy did give him a one-day, whatever it's called, cushion. Didn't work out. He's four full days late. Do we still put a piece of his face up online?
So an important piece of this for me is we called him to remind him that the payment was late, then he sent it, or had he sent it before we called?
He'll explain to you, but apparently he was traveling and just couldn't get it into us.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know ahead of time that he was traveling.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Are you there? Hold on one
sec. You guys didn't know that I was traveling because I didn't know I was traveling. It was a last minute work thing.
Hey, Nick, hold on one second.
Hey, Nick, hold on.
It's not on my end.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try this again. Are you there, Nick? Oh, no, we're having some problems with our phone.
Hold on.
Damn. Want Tracy to call him right back?
Yeah, let's try that. Might be something on my board here. Nick, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on.
It just sounds really far away.
Yeah, there's no way we can do a whole segment like that.
We'll call him right back. So anyways, the debate is, his argument is going to be, when we talk to him, his argument will be,
well, I paid it.
I paid it, but I was traveling, and it was an unexpected trip and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But our argument is, well, we called you on Tuesday afternoon and said, hey, or I think we actually called him on Wednesday during the show and said, hey, whatever, we need you to come on the air today because you didn't make your payment. And then all of a sudden it shows up on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So my feeling is this soon into it, it's his technically only his second scheduled payment, third scheduled payment. Maybe we should show him we're serious, but
I mean, it's in. I mean, he made the payment.
Yeah, but
you gotta give somebody like a little bit of lead. Like, what if something happened?
Well, we'll find out from him if it did.
Yeah, I'm curious to talk to him too because I'm like much like Bird. I want to know what was the motivation to the payment?
Mm-hmm.
Was it based on we had to prod you, or if it was you initiated it yourself?
And I don't think Tracy would have even made an issue about it if he called her on like the day he was leaving and said, "Hey, my Monday payment won't be until Thursday." Then it wouldn't even be an issue because it's still a scheduled payment. Still would have come in.
Nick, you there?
I'm here.
All right, so the payment was late. We call to remind you, and then 2 days later, we get it into the studio.
That's right. I've got a. Basically, what happened on Saturday, my boss calls me and says he needs me out of town for an emergency thing that I had to go to. You know, it was last minute. I just didn't think to call you guys because, you know, frankly, I was getting prepped and going out of town. So, you know, the minute I got back, I drove the check over to you, and you know, I'm up to date right now. And you know, when's my next payment? November 10th. You know, you're going to have it right on time, just like normal. So I don't see what the big deal is, really.
So you, so
404-741-Q100.
So you, we didn't call you before you drove the payment over. You brought it yourself as soon as you got back from town.
Into town. Right.
Okay.
But you had, but Tracy left a message for you saying that, I'm getting the timing of it wrong. So the phone, the message comes in from Tracy, even though you're on the road. You realize that you hadn't sent the payment, and then as soon as you get home, you drive the payment here, right?
That's right.
So he did get a message.
So he did get a reminder in order to do it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I tend to lean with Wendy and cut him a break because, I don't know. I try to be flexible with people in my life that have to, like, reschedule things, whatever, appointments or yada yada, because life gets in the way. But
using the argument, he does have some leeway. Like the square of the picture, you've seen it, right, Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
Like the segment of the picture that would go online doesn't reveal anything.
It's not his face yet. I mean,
right,
it's just
it's
a
not
piece
his whole
of
face. Yeah. And I think that's, I think if we're going to stick to it, because if we give him 3 days this time, and I'm sorry to be hard on you, but if we give him 3 days this time because he went out of town, then do we give him, then all of a sudden we've created a pattern or whatever that 3 days is acceptable. So if he's ever 3 days late again, he could say, well, last time you didn't put my face up, so I think we just put it up.
But sometimes things just happen. Like, that just happened. Like, right. did you have an opportunity to go to a mailbox and drop something off before you went out of town? Like, after you got the message, was there a chance for you to go drop it off?
I mean, again, it was like Saturday afternoon, so I guess I could have, sure, but still wouldn't have arrived there on Monday. There's no service on Sunday, you know, which is why I've been bringing it over personally to drop it off.
I'm with Jeff. I feel like being hard guy on this whole thing. I mean,
I don't think it's being hard.
I mean, the bottom line really is, I mean, you're the one that did this years ago. And I think there was it's $4,300 that you took from her years ago. The picture that we're going to put up today, or the part of the picture, doesn't reveal who you are, but it's certainly, I mean, the next one might. And I think if we're going to set a precedent here that we're serious about it, then it doesn't matter what the circumstance is. Some of that picture's got to go up. That's the agreement we made.
All right, let me slide this time. Next, there won't be a next time, but should there be, then do two squares.
It's not the agreement we made.
I think we put one square up this time, and then you will ensure that there won't be a next time, because, I mean, the picture doesn't show anything, right, Melissa?
No.
Like, if you knew, even if you knew that guy.
It's a puzzle piece. It's one of the, if you were doing a puzzle, it's the puzzle piece. You're like, where does this go? It's
right.
So dark. I don't understand this. So I think it's like a shoulder.
So it doesn't reveal anything. Mm-mm. So not putting one up now doesn't effectively do anything more than just putting this one that we have up, except we are closer to it. Good morning, Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what kind of work does this guy do that his boss will call him up on a Saturday and say, look, man, I need to go out of town without prior notice?
Nick, what do you do?
It's none of your business, actually.
What kind of business?
He said it's none of your business.
It's none of your business.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. Well, he's lying.
I'm not getting that over the phone.
Okay, well, he's lying, dude.
I'll just say it's sales related. And as in a lot of sales jobs, you know, things will come up where you got to go meet clients.
Good morning, Anna. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to say I do collections for a doctor's office. And this early into it, we would never let this happen. If he was making consecutive payments for maybe 6 months, then it would be a different story, but not the third payment.
So it has to be a sliding scale for you?
Absolutely. I mean,
that makes sense.
Because we don't really have a pattern that he's reliable yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I agree with her. I would have a different attitude if we were 10 weeks into it and he was 3 days late. Then you're like, okay, cool. You've made $1,500 or more than that, $2,300 worth of payments, and now you're late on $150. No problem. But with this one, your second scheduled payment, that's tough.
And I think it sends a message. I think it really sends a message that if you're a late, doesn't matter what, why. That picture's going up, even though this, and I like it especially because the first piece going up doesn't reveal at all who he is.
And it just shows him that we're not going to accept that type of behavior. Like, pick up the phone and call Tracy. Leave her a voicemail and go, I just got, like, on your way to the airport, make the call. Call the front desk of the radio station, ask for a voicemail, leave a message. This isn't an issue. He couldn't even do that.
Go ahead, Kristen.
I think you guys are being way too hard on this guy. I mean, he's got his payment in. I think that you guys are just being way too hard on him. I mean, stuff happens. And, you know, if he was really traveling, I think you guys should give him the benefit of the doubt. Let him go this time. If it happens again, then you can do it. But, I mean, I think you guys are just being way too rough on him.
I think Wendy and I had the same thought at the same time.
No, I agree. I agree with her, though.
Okay. Well, then why don't you, will you fax Tracy within the hour the printout from the airline that shows that you traveled?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
And if it doesn't come?
I mean, it's still inconsequential.
I mean, I get why he doesn't want to reveal his job, because that may reveal who he is, just in, if it's a different job. But, like, he did make the, like, he got the payment in. I think if he wouldn't have answered the phone, or if he didn't send a payment in at all, or he just ignored calls, then I think that was a different deal. But he did send in the payment. He is answering the phone calls, and he did schedule to come on the show. So, I mean, he's showing effort, and he still got it in. So, no. I mean, cut him. I don't know.
Look, this is.
I'd want to be cut.
What if it was your money?
Well, I mean, you gotta give people the benefit of the doubt, though. I'd want to be cut a break just if something happened.
But no,
you
what
know?
If it was your money, and this guy has $4,300 of your money that you are owed, that he took from you, and he has promised again. How many times has he probably promised the original girl that he'd pay it back? And we made a promise to her. I mean, all we're doing is upholding our end of the bargain. We're not doing anything bad. We're just upholding our end of the bargain.
And I'm trying to uphold mine.
If we go ahead and post his picture, I mean, obviously what's on the line here is just a portion of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But if his picture is posted, then what's his motivation to continue paying her back? And we want ultimately for her to get paid back.
Because this doesn't reveal. I mean, the first picture doesn't reveal anything.
I think it's just
he doesn't want to.
This is a puzzle piece. So
yeah, it's a puzzle piece.
What,
it doesn't
what'll happen
anything.
Next time is more. If he never makes a payment again, then his whole picture goes up.
And he certainly doesn't want to be walking around Atlanta, and everybody know who he is.
This is all you're going to see. That's the picture that goes up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the bottom right part or left part of his chin.
Yeah, you won't see.
You can't tell anything there. All right, tomorrow is the election, so let's do this democratically. How are you casting your vote, Jeff? Except ours is public. It's a public vote.
If we're doing it like tomorrow, I would really prefer to stand in line for 3.5 hours first. And do you have any stickers for me?
I can make a sticker for you.
Okay, then I would
vote. You can't wear a sticker tomorrow, though, can you?
Then I would vote to put it up.
Put it up?
That would be my vote, would be to post the one picture.
Wendy?
I say don't.
Don't.
Mm-mm.
I say put it up. Melissa?
Well, I mean, if I'm going to just stay within, you know, what I would normally do, it'd be to put it up. Because you have to, you know the deadline, and, you know, you just put it up.
If you want the picture up, put your hands up.
In the spirit of tomorrow, I'd like to vote for change. No, I think that we should not put it up. Because he did make the payment.
I'm also going to vote to not put it up.
Yeah, you don't get a vote. It was 3-2 to put the picture up. So the picture is, part of the picture goes up today.
Actually, Jen has 120 electoral college votes.
Wendy's new to the show, so she's like Vermont.
As opposed to you only got 6.
Yeah, that's 3-2. So part of that picture is going up today. And also the first phone number is going up as well online.
The first what? Number?
It's
first
just, number the, it's the, just the area code.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Sorry.
Because he did make it. He did make the payment.
I just don't want him to bail on us and not pay this girl back, because I think she deserves.
Well, then the whole picture goes up. That's his motivation not to. And he said, I mean, forget about the radio thing. He's motivated and passionate about paying the money back, so they should be inconsequential. Right now, there's no harm in it.
Well, if he bails on us, the whole picture goes up, game
the whole
over.
Picture goes up, yeah.
I think what Jen's saying is, but she didn't get any money.
No, she wouldn't get the money. All right, Nick.
All right, well. See you on the 10th.
Okay.
Don't be late.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.